I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Russia's Republika Dagestan concludes 3 days of mourning after 20 attacks by Islamic militants on Sunday. 21 people lost their lives, most of them police, with dozens more injured. Eric Mock with Slava Gospel Association says no one they knew was harmed in the tragedy, but the churches are deeply grieved.
They're more brokenhearted that there may have been some that their lives were lost apart from knowing Christ. And so rather than worrying about the stress of their own persecution, they're more focused on what do they do to honor God in declaring hope in Christ alone.
Conservative Islam is strong in southern Russia, where evangelical Christians are already rejected in many ways. Join us in mourning and in praying that believers will faithfully share the gospel in a region that's highly resistant to it. And according to the Bible, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The past few years have taught believers in Cambodia how to trust God for better days, even when their circumstances say otherwise. Farms International began a microloan program in Cambodia just before the pandemic. A believer we'll call Caleb says,
some of the participants raised chickens and they had disease come through and wipe out most of their chickens. Other participants had issues in farming. They have good crops and produce good products, but didn't have a market to sell it at. COVID happened and everything shut down.
These trials were not easy to endure, but the Lord was faithful and kept his followers from destruction. Pray for small businesses to flourish so that believers have more to tithe and churches can grow. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.